Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 to 20, and then 91 to 92, and then 95. So we'll skip around here a bit. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, the flute, the lyre, the harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God whom we serve can save us from the hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. But he replied, "I see 4 men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies for worship any god except their own God." Look at the proof there of God's care. Here they are going into a white-hot furnace, flaming fire. You'd be consumed in a matter of moments. And when he goes back the next day and looks at them, there they are, walking around in the fire, untouched. What kind of faith is that? Ask God. You know, today, even though many of our temptations are much more subtle than that, there's so many ways in which we can deny God and simply rely on ourselves. What we want to do is have faith in God. That doesn't mean that we have to sit around until we hear God say something. It means that we take everything to God. We pray for it. We ask him to bless it. And then we go out to do it. And God will take care of us. But it's for God. Everything we do in this life, really, our care for our neighbors, care for our children, care for our spouses, care for our friends. That's what life is all about here. In heaven, we're all going to be together. Really. I know that sounds surprising, but it's absolutely true. I'm going to see you in heaven. That's what I pray for all of you. I pray it for myself, that I might put my pride in my pocket and trust in the Lord when I need to. Yes, we can use our own gifts and our own talents, absolutely. But my faith is in the Lord to see it all through to the end. That's what he is asking of us. And it says here in the reading, in one part of the reading, the people answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham, but now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Brothers and sisters, we need to have faith in God. We need to have faith in his work in our life and trust him, coming to him many times during the day and asking him. I do that morning, noon, and evening at least, and I just say, "Lord, am I on the right track? Do you need me to change anything? Am I following you or not?" Brothers and sisters, God loves us. God wants us to know him and follow him. And sometimes we just rely on ourselves. We don't rely on him. The responsorial psalm today tells us, "Glory and praise forever to God our Father." Glory and praise to him. Are we giving God praise? Do we turn to him in our hearts? Do we ask him for help? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had faith. They stood firm. Are we standing firm? And as it said, I read part of the gospel a moment ago, but it says in John chapter 8, verses 31 to 42, it tells us, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will be truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." This is not waiting for some time when you're dire illness or something and then turning to God, but now, in your human strength, now in your health, whatever it may be, but turn to God and ask to follow him. Give me greater faith. At that time when Jesus was speaking, they answered him and said, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" And Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." Always, brothers and sisters, always turning to God. They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But you are now trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." That's true. But Jesus said to them, "If God were your father," in other words, we may use the words, but we may not be living it. "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I did not come on my own. The Father sent me to you." You are a child of the Father who loves you. Brothers and sisters, let's turn to God our Father. Through his Son, Jesus, let us turn to our Father and ask him to father us in our lives. Ask him to do what he wants to do in us. It's a call to surrender more of our will to him. And we don't like to do that. We follow all the rules. We do all the things that we're supposed to do. We don't really surrender ourselves to God. And that's what we need to do. God our Father, through Jesus, we need to surrender our lives and ask him, "Lead me today. Lead me." Because look again what I just read to you. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own. He sent me." God the Father sent Jesus to care for us to teach us. Oh, brothers and sisters, that's what we need. That's what we need to do. And you say, well, I don't know, I mean, just God. No, you have a Father and His Son, Jesus. And we're seeking to follow that. Trust Him. Turn to Him. In time of difficulty, turn to Him in times of joy, but turn to Him at every moment. Share life with Him. Include Him into your life and into your day's work. Include Him. You know, when you go to the office, what do? You just get into mode to work. And I understand that. Believe me, I do. But at the beginning of it, to just be able to say, Lord, I offer this for You. Please help me. Stay with me today. Lead me safely home to the Father. That's what I want. And God will do that for you. God will do that for you. Thomas Aquinas put it this way. He said, man's salvation consists in knowing the truth so that the human mind may not be confused by diverse errors, in making for the right goal so that man may not fall away from true happiness by pursuing wrong ends, and in carrying out the law of justice so that he may not besmirch himself with a multitude of voices. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. And Thomas Aquinas tells us love cannot be rightly ordered unless the proper goal of our hope is established. Nor can there be any hope if knowledge of the truth is lacking. Therefore, the first thing necessary is faith, by which you may come to knowledge of the truth. Secondly, hope is necessary that your intention may be fixed on the right end. And thirdly, love is necessary that your affections may be perfectly put in order. Brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to be more and more united to Him. And Thomas Aquinas says it so well. He says, love cannot be rightly ordered unless the proper goal of our hope is established. Nor can there be any hope if knowledge of the truth is lacking. Therefore, the first thing necessary is faith, by which you may come to knowledge of the truth. Secondly, hope is necessary that your intention may be fixed on the right end. And thirdly, love is necessary that your affections may be perfectly put in order. Brothers and sisters, you know, God's really hoping that we would become saints. And the more we surrender to Him, the more that's possible. I really encourage you to take this very seriously because it is the most serious thing of your life. What's your final destination? Trust Him, brothers and sisters. Ask Him for help at every moment. Seek His face, and He will be with you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.